This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Ruby Frank and Jody Hildebrandt, the prominent YouTube personalities, Ruby from 8 Passengers, her business partner Jody Hildebrandt, arrested following that distressing 911 call from a neighbor in which a 12-year-old boy, one of Rudy's children, emaciated, covered in wounds, showed up at the neighbor's door, wrists and ankles bound in duct tape. He managed to escape from Hildebrandt's home where Ruby was spending the summer with the kids. This one, I don't know if it should shock me or not, but it kind of does considering the following that she had. I know there's a lot of weirdness that goes along with some of these religious beliefs and some of the extremes that they will go to. I mean, take a look at the Duggars. They were not LDS. They were their own thing. Lori Vallow in the LDS. There's been several in this last year that have been LDS. But what is going on here? How do we go from this mommy blogger who seemed like a strict parent, kind of, I would almost call it old school parenting. There wasn't any true solid beating of a children or duct taping them on camera or even really talking about that. How do we go from that to this?
Evidence.
Yeah.
You know, when the kid outcries, when the kids start coming forward and it becomes apparent that, you know, they were going too far, you know, because look, in terms of raising our kids, you know, I think that we all have different approaches. I think that there are parents that still abide by, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child type of mindset, you know, a long way from like when I was growing up, you know, and I think kind of the early things that were going on with her in terms of like when they had the YouTube, like, and it was huge.
Yeah.
Like she got a lot of pushback with like the sandwich thing. Like
sure.
When her 6-year-old, it was her own responsibility to make her own lunch. And then one day she forgot and, you know, she blasted it out on one of the episodes on streaming and the whole, you know, like all kinds of people were upset. Like, well, oh my God, this woman's saying like she wants her 6-year-old to starve. She like doesn't want her to get food when she's at school. You know, and it's like, I get from that perspective, you know, she's trying to teach her kids lessons that you have responsibilities. And, you know, if they don't feel it a little bit, how are they going to learn from it? You know, but then we get to these things that are much different.
Yeah.
You know, like the word, it's physical abuse, it's mental abuse, you know, it's just they're neglecting them. And, you know, my bigger question is like, some of these kids are old. You know what I mean? Like these aren't like toddlers running around. So like, I just try to think if I was trying to pull any of that kind of stuff with my 17-year-old, she'd like punch you know
well, there, I mean? Well, there is the one. There's a 20-year-old that responded online on social media with the words finally and a picture of her mother being arrested. She claims that she's been calling CPS for years and others have. And it's just been kind of brushed aside and nothing really has ever been done, including there has been CPS visits, but there's never been anything found for them to actually intervene. Granted, you know, people who manipulate, people who are able to put on a persona one way and then suddenly be another way, it's easy to do that, I think, to some people, to pull the wool over the law enforcement's eyes. But at the same point, you consistently have all these people putting up a hand and a red flag. Why? And we see this far too often. Why did it take so long for somebody to step in here and try and do something when you have literally adults who were raised by this person saying this person is a monster?
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing. Like, and you have to wonder in terms of like, because kids are taught now, like, you know, back in the day, like kids didn't necessarily know what was allowed in terms of their parents, in terms of them disciplining them. You know what I mean? Like when I was growing up, like we weren't taught in school, you know, that it's not okay for your parents to be beating you or spanking you. Like it was not part of the conversation. Nowadays it is, you know, like nowadays, but like you said, you know, when you're dealing with Child Protective Services, they're not law enforcement. You know? I mean, these people that are typically social workers that are out there trying to do a very difficult job because they're going into, you know, a very private space in terms of people raising their children. They're going into their homes and they're looking for evidence of abuse of all different types. And like you said, you've got, you know, some people that are masters at manipulation and they're able to, you know, convince some of these social workers, like, look, you know, this is just how we raise our kids. They're not abused. We adore them. You can watch our entire lives on YouTube. The kids look abused to you. You know what I mean? It's like, and if any of those CPS workers were fans of the show, you know, you got to factor that in. But it's like, it's, I don't know. You know, it's, it reminds me of, I've been following and kind of working on this story with this gal, Lucy Studi, who after 40 years had claimed, you know, like she came to Newsweek and said, oh, my father is a serial killer. You know, 50 to 70 women. And, you know, I it piqued my interest immediately, as I think it did most people. And, you know, I was able to get in touch with her and I formed a relationship with her in terms of, you know, being able to have conversations with her. And what was really the thing that kind of drew me to it in terms of believing that it was true was the fact that she had been complaining. Now, this was going from like starting in like 1972, when again, like no one listened to kids. That was back in the children should be seen and not heard era, right? Where kids had no voice at all. And, you know, so when I heard that she had been complaining to people for 40 years, and everyone was just saying, oh, she has an active imagination and patting her on the head, or she's a little touched in the head. You know, like that went on for her entire life, you know, until she finally got somebody to believe her and to start looking into it. It's similar to that in the sense that, like, how scary and frustrating that for them must be for children who are just not being heard. You know what I'm saying? In terms of what's going on. And like her partner, her business partner, you know, that whole aspect is a whole different thing too. Like, I don't know what's going on with that.
The other question that I had is how complicit is her husband? She is married. She says she's staying with Jody for the summer. The husband's attorney saying, well, he had no idea this abuse was going on because she's hundreds of miles away staying with Jody this summer. Maybe that's true, but they were together for quite some time, and it's hard to believe that this was just happening in a vacuum suddenly when she's hanging out with Jody. Could be true, but I do wonder how much he was either just complicit in it or also a victim of her own abuse and, you know, in that way didn't stand up and allowed mom to do really whatever she wanted to do because he didn't want to deal with mom and saying no to her.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. And fortunately, in this particular circumstance, we're going to get the answers because there's a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
They're going to tell us exactly what was going on with dad. You know, so like if he's at this point kind of in the clear, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, because I think we talked about this. I can't remember if we talked about this case, but, you know, like ultimately what's going to happen if it hasn't happened already is all these kids have been through what they call like CAC interviews or child advocacy center interviews. And that's not necessarily where law enforcement is interviewing them all, but they have investigators that are either law enforcement adjacent interviewing all these kids, and they're getting all the details that the kids are willing to give them. You know what I mean? So if he was complicit, I mean, he's going to go down, like, you know, unless the kids are in a kind of a protective mode of dad, like that would be the only circumstance where they're like, well, you know, we don't want both of our parents in prison and mom worse than dad. So
yeah, it's a big one.
You know, I think it's like, that's, it's a distinct possibility because, you know, the kids are talking about what's going on, obviously, you know, but like we'll have the opportunity to find out what was going on in that house as the case progresses for certain. You know, so like, cause that's one of the things about a case like this is that we do have very much eyewitnesses as to exactly what was going on in that house and for how long and by whom. So it's, if it's a secret, it's not going to stay a secret for long.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.